Hi, I'm going to start by introducing myself. My name is Luke Hobbs and I'm a sports marketing student at Leeds Beckett University. I'm going to do a short piece today on social media. I'm going to talk about my experiences of social media as a consumer. I'm going to be looking at the trends within social media from a business perspective, and in particular within their pricing, within their marketing strategies. But first, like I said, I'm going to start on the trends. So social media is rapidly growing and is now a fascination within society and actually become a norm. Now, 89% of 18 to 29 year olds are using social networking sites. Now, people that don't necessarily have a social networking site are now classified as an outcast. It's becoming a situation where it is essential as a person, a consumer, as a business, to have a social media presence. Now, relating this to the mobile phone. The mobile phone at one point did not exist, and neither did social media. However, the mobile phone was introduced, and those who could afford it, it was considered a luxury. However, over time, mobile phones have improved and evolving to the point where these devices have internet and voice recognition, etc. However, I'm going to get onto the premise of this, and that is that mobile phones have moved from a luxury to now a necessity because the models have improved and, like I said, evolved to the point where the old ones became affordable to the people that didn't necessarily have as great an income as the people who bought the phones originally. So it has now become a situation where it is unthinkable to not have a mobile phone. People see it as a function, as a right as a human to have a mobile phone, especially within the UK, USA, etc. Now, this is the same with social media. When social media first came out, it was mainly the younger generation who were tech savvy that made it their sort of thing. They were the people that were taking advantage of social media, and they were the people that particularly grasped it and used it to their advantages. Now, over time, in the past 5 years, it's now evolved and people are now being introduced to it that originally didn't start using it. And again, just like the mobile phone, it's now become a necessity for everyone to have a profile. It's definitely not the younger generation anymore. Now, relating this to business and the world of marketing, if social media is to become a necessity and everyone was to have a profile, then this is a perfect opportunity for businesses to target the correct audience. As everyone has a social networking site, this is a massive database which businesses can take advantage of. It's a lot quicker than undergoing traditional research through surveys, etc. Now they're simply able to access the target market and see their interests and see what it is that they want, and in particular the consumer's needs. Now, businesses are now able to use social media as well to take it one step further by then advertising what they've come up with on social networking sites to basically address the customer's needs, etc. This is very cost effective and time effective because these profiles are free. Now, anyone can set up these profiles, and it is a way of constantly pretty much keeping up to date with your customers, telling them the latest offers, telling them the latest news, anything that's coming through. You're able to talk to the customers and actually produce a loyal fan base. Now, this also comes into consideration when you look at relationship marketing, because throughout social media, you're able to interact with customers and basically see what it is that they want and be able to talk to them and interact with them. And for this is a massive part for the consumer, because they feel that the business cares. And at the end of the day, a business wants loyal customers, and the only way they're going to get it is through showing interest. Now, businesses have cottoned on to this opportunity, and they're relishing in the opportunities of social media. In particular, one example is Paddy Power. They now have Twitter and Facebook accounts in which they make the customers aware of the latest offers, and they also use it as a dual purpose, as almost an entertainment aspect. This grasps people that would not necessarily think about gambling, and because they see because they're interested in football, the Premier League in particular, Paddy Power almost take funny scenarios or interesting or quite big topics within the world of football or sport in general, and they address it on these social media sites. And these people, like I say, that would not necessarily want to gamble are now looking at the site, and it's actually pulling them in customers. Now, I believe that social media is a vital tool for all businesses, and it should be used in all business marketing strategies, because the business needs to go where the customers are. The cold hard truth is that customers are no longer paying attention to the traditional methods of marketing, such as printed banners or newspaper spreads or even the radio. In fact, it's come to a point where people don't even look at the TV adverts now. The TV adverts is simply a break for them to look at their phone and see what's happening on social media, the discussions of maybe the TV program that maybe the nation is watching at that time. So really, businesses need to address the fact that people's attention is within the social networking sites. And although the argument can be said that traditional means are used for the older generation, that is completely true, because the older generation may not want to indulge themselves within social networking. However, as years go on, the older generation, I mean, the people that are getting older are the people that are using the technology, that are using the social networking sites. So businesses, if they do not already have a digital presence within social networking sites and social media, then they're definitely missing out, because it will only be a point in which the people that are the older generation, i.e. 60 plus, will be the ones that are using the likes of Twitter, Facebook and other technological advances at that time. So if businesses are not already addressing it, they must do, because it is an essential for businesses to have. A digital presence is a must. That's all from me.